Penguin Random House Audio presents Tom Clancy, Oath of Office by Mark Cameron. Read for you by Scott Brick. Any man who tries to be good all the time is bound to come to ruin among the great number of men who are not good. Niccolo Machiavelli. Chapter 1. In Mother Russia, secrets did not stay secret for long. Information was strength. Informing was ingrained. It was nothing short of miraculous that Colonel Pavel Mikhailov of the 224th Air Detachment, Military Transport Aviation, had been able to hide his sins at all. The tribunal convened by his superiors had been a lengthy and embarrassing ordeal. But he was better for it, wasn't he? Bezmoki sitnalki. No torture, no science. No pain, no gain, the Americans said. Now he'd gotten back his wings, and he wasn't about to do anything that would jeopardize them again. He would be careful. He would be precise. Above all, he would be sober. Flashlight in hand, the 53-year-old colonel walked beneath the drooping wing of the monstrous Antonov AN-124 cargo plane, taking comfort in the smell of jet fuel. A light wind tousled his thinning gray hair. Rosacea that never seemed to go away anymore pinked the round apples of his cheeks. The night had turned out chilly, but the day had been a pleasant one for spring in Moscow, and the black tarmac was still giving up its warmth. Colonel Mikhailov wore small foam earplugs to protect his hearing, but the whine of the auxiliary power unit and the hydraulic squeal of...